Welcome to John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass. John is the founder and CEO of Image Group International, an award-winning image consulting and personal branding pioneer established in 1989. This podcast will bring you old-school wisdom, inspiring ideas, strategies, and hacks for the new tech world. Here you will learn everything about personal branding, the system, the techniques, and the right mindset to have a successful personal brand, image, and reputation.
Hello, everybody. Today I will be chatting with Mark Watt, CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters, a not-for-profit organization that creates life-changing connections to help young people shine. Mark is also the CEO of Stride Education and a director of Social Engine, a social enterprise for young people, and also, believe it or not, co-founder of White Line. Mark, welcome.
Hey, it's great to be here, John, with you. Thanks for having me.
I also want to note that in 2018, Mark was appointed a member at AIM in the General Division of the Order of Australia for significant services to the community, particularly to disadvantaged and at-risk youth through social welfare support organizations. Mark has a deep passion and a commitment to supporting at-risk young people, and it's a pleasure to have him here today. I've known him for a long time, and it's great to be chatting with him, especially on my podcast. So, Mark, welcome again.
I feel very privileged to be here, John, and I love your community heart and your energy you give to other people. So it's just a real privilege to be here.
Thank you. It's great to have you here. So the topic for the episode this evening is growing your business brand and personal reputation through philanthropy. But before we start our chat, I'd like to share with our listeners a little bit about you, Mark. First of all, I want to ask you a question. How did you get involved with the non-for-profit world?
Oh, it's an interesting question because I started off my life as an accountant. I did a Bachelor of Business at Swinburne University. And while I was at Swinburne University, I started running a radio show. And my friend had just gone to a youth detention center and found an unused radio station at the youth detention center. And he said, Mark, do you want to come and help me start a radio station at this detention center? Because I had my own radio show at the university. I said, and I thought, oh, yeah, I love radio. So, yeah, I'll be very happy to start. And that started my journey down youth work because I went to the youth detention center, started getting to know all the kids and started experiencing that. And I found, well, you know, this needs that life-changing, needs a lot of hope. There's a lot of young people here that are disconnected. And that's where my heart went.
So why did you choose, though, specifically to help vulnerable young people?
Well, John, I grew up without a father. My father left my home when I was six, ran out. He was quite a violent guy. So, you know, we went from house to house. I even went in state care for a while. We had a pretty traumatic background. And so in some ways, he probably did us a favor leaving. And so I grew up the rest of my life without a father. But I had all these mentors come and help me throughout my life. And so the power of people helping me as a young person led me into helping other young people how I was helped. So, you know, I wouldn't be talking to you today, John, if it wasn't for my mentor that helped me get through my life. So I owe it to other people that I'm here today. And I really want to give back and help as many kids as I can.
That's extraordinary. So obviously your own life story is what's connected you to this work. And obviously what that says to me and, you know, relates so much with my work and the work we do is around connecting to your, definitely your passion, but also your purpose. Because for you, this has been, you know, a 30-year plus journey, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time. You know it works. So I know the power that you have, people getting involved in other people's life, a significant other is so powerful in the life of young people that are isolated, disconnected, and disadvantaged.
So you obviously see then people getting involved, you know, from a philanthropy point of view, but also from a charitable volunteering point of view is actually important for us as human beings. Is that something that sort of speaks to you?
Yeah, it certainly does, John. I mean, the whole thing, there's a new thing called benefit mindset. A lot of people focus on growth mindset, but benefit mindset means you've sort of got some community responsibility. It sort of completes you. And I think that's what I love about you, John, is that you're very successful in business, very successful in your own personal life. But you give back to the community as well. So it sort of gives you that completeness. And I think that's what we're looking for in life, is to you know, have that rounded, be able to help other people, you know, but also have that life that you want for yourself as well. So I think it's so important.
Absolutely fantastic. So what I just want to continue this conversation around philanthropy and, you know, the charitable world. So it's very important, obviously, for business to be doing that. And of course, by being involved in what we would call is community social responsibility, right, is also a perfect way for, you know, organizations, corporations, and of course, businesses to change their public perception. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I think it's very important. And look, it operates on a few levels, John. I mean, I think business is getting involved in the community, helping out, giving back, whatever you want to call it. It's so important on a number of levels. First level is you as the manager, you as the owner, your business. It's a great thing for you and your own purpose. So utilizing, you know, you've done a lot of good things in life, giving back and helping others makes you feel good. But it doesn't just stop there. It's really good for your staff. Your staff love it. You know, so many people have come to me and said, Mark, you know, I know you keep telling me I've made a difference in the lives of young people, but doing this work has actually changed my life as well. It's made me a better person, made me much happier and made me more fulfilled. And, you know, so it's added to my purpose. So I think it's also good for your staff. And then also it's good for business. So, you know, doing good out there is so many examples of businesses that focus on doing good. It's good for business.
It's good for business. And of course, a good example of that is probably a company like Microsoft, for example. It's better known for the social responsibility of co-founder Bill Gates than the acquisition of GitHub, for instance. So, you know, the aspect of course, most people associate, you know, Bill Gates with philanthropy than they will right now with Microsoft. So that's interesting in itself, you know, and it sort of fits in with your commentary there. So I want to ask you another question. When business leaders get involved with various charities, they are obviously giving themselves also the opportunity to make a difference to their community by being involved, right? But also their business. And we've also agreed with that. Can you see other benefits though as well? You've mentioned something around the personal benefits as well. Can you add a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, I think it's just your legacy too, John. I mean, okay, you know, you've built a big business, you've done really well, everything's going well, but gee, I'll tell you, the power of businesses to make change in the lives of individuals is enormous. So, you know, imagine if you could do both. You've got a successful business, but you're also known because of what you've, you know, the difference you've made in the community, in the lives of other people. It's invaluable, and you can't put a price on a changed life. It's just amazing. And if you can do that in the community and your business can be part of that, I just think you've got more and more people want to work for you, more and more people want to get to know you. And it's a legacy thing that your children and everything else can look back and say, well, this is what that my father stands for. This is what my boss stands for. This is what my company stands for. And we all want to be part of that story. You know, we all want to be part of making a difference in the world today.
And the truth is, when you do get involved with community, philanthropy, cause-related issues, it adds a lot of value to you personally, but also potentially to your reputation. But before I get to the reputation bit, I want to share my own experience as well with you guys. You know, because if you remember the community project that we did with you quite a few years ago now was at the Parkville Youth Justice Center. And that project involved a group of young people under the age of 18, where we would work together with them for 7 weeks around the concept of one life. And the philosophy of one life was this: that's all you've got. And basically, you know, how we positioned the program is from day one in the workshop was, you know, everyone that's in this room today, this is, you know, the young people. And of course, we had all the support team there of my team and, of course, business people and sponsors. But going back to the young people, how we positioned it was, you've all got one life and you're all entrepreneurs. It's just that your entrepreneurial energy has gone in the wrong direction. So what we want to do is take this entrepreneurial spirit that you've got and redirect it to doing good, because that's exactly what entrepreneurship is. It's about energy. It's about, you know, activity, activation. and basically creating things. So it was, you know, it was on that premise, and it was really about life skills. You know, and a lot of these young people, of course, have got great life skills, right? But it was, you know, it's getting them to integrate them with society when they actually get released. And basically, although that was a pro bono project for us, for our company, and it was virtually hard work from the point of view, although it might not ever look like hard work, it still was hard work, you know, putting it all together every week for 7 weeks, you know, getting the whole team there. And of course, volunteers, you know, from the corporate world that we had appearing and going through the security systems of a prison. In the end, it was one of the most fulfilling projects I've ever done in my life, you know, because and I'm not, you know, and I've done projects that have brought in multi-million dollars, right? So this is for free project, and that blew me away, you know, and to this day, it still touches me every time we talk about this. And even with the team that was involved in that, I just thought I'd share this with you because I haven't done this publicly at this level before. When I mentioned team members that were there, I can virtually, you know, I can get them to tears if we go into the heartstrings of what actually happened in some of the workshops, because of course there were tears, you know, many a week. So I just thought I'd share that with you as a personal experience. And of course, anyone listening in business, you know, and of course the professional world, I can't stress enough of that. And of course, a lot of our clients are always looking to volunteer. So I would certainly be a big supporter of anyone that wants to contribute to our community and get involved with a great charity, Big Brother, Big Sister, etc., because they are looking for great people, and you know, and they, I know, will embrace you with open arms. But at the same time, what benefit you get might even be bigger than the benefit you give. So I thought I'd mention that, Mark.
Yeah, and it's so true, John. I think that what you get out of it personally is so much more than you ever thought. It does make a real big difference in your life. And it's that example you give is just reinforces, you know, the significance of getting out there, connecting with these young kids or community work. It's just quite amazing. And there's so many opportunities out there, so many great causes. You don't have to go looking that far to sort of find them. There's a lot of really good causes out there doing a lot of good things. So I would encourage people, if they're not involved in something, then why don't you give it a go? Because the other thing is, of course, that's how we met, through doing good. So, you know, if the people you meet along the journey and you team with, it's just lifetime friendships.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. What I wanted to ask you was, how has this sector that you've worked in, non-for-profit, the whole CSR industry that you've been in for such a long time, how's this made a difference to your reputation? Because, of course, along the way, with all this great work that you've done, you also received an Australian medal. Is that correct?
Yeah, I wasn't going looking for that. And don't go looking for accolades, John. But yeah, I was very privileged to be awarded an AM by the government. It was a very proud moment. But, you know, you don't get that yourself. It's like the Brownlow, as the Brownlow medalist says, it's a team effort to get it. And certainly for me, I couldn't have got it without great people to work with, great supporters like yourself, other people around, family. So it was really good. But, it was, you know, you can grow your own reputation, I suppose, but I think you shouldn't focus on that. That sort of take care of itself as you do the work. So I think really what you want to do is focus on the community work you're doing, helping others, bringing others in, and that's what I love doing is really trying to bring others with me. Don't like doing it by myself, and making it a joint team game. And, you know, sometimes you get a Brownlow, sometimes you don't. But it doesn't matter whether you got the Brownlow or not. Everyone on the team is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's about giving it your best shot, isn't it, mate? And the thing is, you know, with, of course, you don't go looking for the accolades. But if you do good work, the accolades come, right? So, you know, a medal or otherwise, you know, if you're gonna attract that and you deserve that, I don't see a problem with celebrating that as well. So, a bit of humble bragging along the way actually is okay.
Well, I think the other thing is, John, in community work, it's quite an interesting thing where it doesn't matter what level you come in, the network, the associations, the different environments you get into. I've been privileged. I've met amazing people on my journey because I've been involved in community work. You know, I've met amazingly rich people. I've met amazingly poor people. I've met premiers. I've met prime ministers. You know, all that's happened because of being involved in community work. But I did want to say the other thing you can do is you can advocate as well. So, you know, the whole government area is another area that we haven't spoken about, but working with governments around policies, around, you know, what's going on out there, advocating with prime ministers or parliamentarians, MPs, local members, it's all part of it. And I think that that's another dimension that businesses can influence government policy and what governments do. So that's another powerful aspect, because not everyone here wants to help a young person directly. There's a lot of other things you can do to make a difference out there. And working with governments and advocating to governments for disadvantage or for community is a very powerful thing to do. And it's, you know, the people you meet, it is really good for business as well.
Mm. So on that point, you know, there are many different charities out there to consider working alongside. Yeah?
Yeah.
So finding the best fit is a great first step to sort of make and get involved in this sector. Can you give a tip to someone who is listening who wants to get involved with the, you know, with the whole non-for-profit sector, but doesn't know where to start?
Oh, it's a good question, John. I think the first thing starts with you. What do you want to do? Do you want to, you know, get involved personally? Do you want to give money? Do you want to put your business in there? Do you want to give employment? I mean, it's just working out when you think about, okay, well, what have I got to give? What do I want to do? How much time do I have? How much resource do I have? How much influence do I have? What's my network like? I mean, some of those things are quite powerful. Network. I mean, okay, I'll give my network to this organization or whatever. So I think it's working out where your passions are, what you're trying to get out of it. You've got to work out that first before you go shopping. Once you've got that, then you sort of try and think, okay, I want hands-on. Is there volunteering opportunities? How much influence can I make on this organization? Because some organizations, you might help them out, but you're really not going to make much impact. And I might be a bit biased here, but I think you should go where you can really get the most bang for your buck, make the most influence. And that probably be a smaller organization, and you can have so much more impact with a smaller organization that really value you and need your resources. They need your network. They need your talents, your skills, and your financial support. So, you know, that sort of stuff is where I think you'll make the most impact and get the most back out of it.
Yeah, and my experience with all of that, having been involved in this sector for a long time, is, you know, hopefully whatever you get involved with also fits in with your purpose and your passion. So, for instance, I love children. I've always have young people, right? And I like the elderly. So, you know, that's been two sort of areas that I've had always an interest in. But, you know, there might be other interests as well. You know, there's so many different causes out there, right? So I think it's important that you connect also to something that speaks to your heart. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. It's got to speak to your heart. It's got to be, you know, like some people are very interested in the environment. That's a big thing for some people, just animals, you know, want to look after lost dogs homes or things like that. So, you know, it's really getting that passion, that purpose aligned. The other thing is that some people just want to, you know, be part of what they're doing. So, you know, in our organization, Big Brother, Big Sisters, some people may just want to become a mentor, and that's fine. Some people like yourself, John, want to get to know the CEO and say, okay, well, I want to strategically help this group. I want to help this organization become stronger. Well, I'll build a relationship with the CEO then. You know what I mean? So it depends on what level you want to get involved in as well and how much you want to, you know, what sort of impact you want to make.
Okay. I think that's some great points there.
One other point is there is room on board. So being on a board of a not-for-profit is another way of getting involved. So governance. We haven't talked about governance or leadership. You know, there are organizations out there that want that sort of involvement as well. So, look, there's something for everybody. It's like a smorgasbord. You just got to decide what you want to eat, whether it's chicken, lamb, beef, potatoes, whatever you want. There's something there for everybody.
That's great. That's fantastic. So, folks, we're very close to the end of the show, And I want to take this opportunity actually for thanking specifically Mark for being here today and sharing with us, obviously, his very lived experienced wisdom. And also, you know, chatting with him and I suppose going over some of the past memories, spending time together and, you know, and attempting to do something good in our community. Mark, where can our listeners find out more about your projects?
I'm on LinkedIn. So Mark Watt on LinkedIn. Just look me up. I'd love to become your friend on LinkedIn, or you can send me a message that way, or you can look up Big Brothers Big Sisters website, Big Brothers Big Sisters Australia. You can contact me through there. Love to connect with you. I can give you advice on what to do, lots of experiences, and love working with my mate John and helping out there in the community. Always got different projects on the go. So we've got a lot of things we're doing. You know, we're doing mentoring, but we're doing a lot of other things as well. So please connect on LinkedIn or at Big Brothers Big Sisters Australia.
That's great. Well, do check Mark out because I can guarantee you you're going to get value. Now, finally, I want to also mention where you can find me on social media. You can follow me on Twitter at John_Michael, on LinkedIn as John Michael, and on Facebook as Image Group International. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and that we have given you some practical insights. If you need my help in your personal branding journey, please email me and I will be happy to chat with you. The email is on the description of the episode. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on the platform that you're listening to now. So every time we have a new episode, you will be notified. And if you like this episode, remember to share it with friends, family, and colleagues. Finally, I would appreciate also if you could rate the show on Apple Podcasts. For this, you just need to click on the link on the episode description. Thank you all. I look forward to chatting again next week and wishing you abundance always. Cheers.
John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass podcast is sponsored by Image Group International, a global team of practical, digitally savvy personal brand and image strategists based in Australia, committed to maximizing your impact, influence, and authority in the business world. To learn more and apply for your personal coaching, seminars, and group workshops, please visit imagegroup.com.au or call 1-800-631-311.